Hey you guys, it's your girl Jolia, and it's been about 3 weeks now since I was fired. And to be completely honest, I've been living it up. Wisely though. Life just seems better now. So far, I've been to the nail shop. I did drop a little more money than I expected, but my feet and my hands were cute. Yes! I've been shopping. I've also been working on eating better, so just changing my eating habits. I've been waking up earlier than I did when I had to work. I no longer sigh before even sitting up and getting ready to go to work. I'm so energized and energetic now. I'm back to meditating, stretching, and reading my daily bread in the morning. Not that me working should have stopped me from doing those things, but as I had continued to work for this company, every day I would just wake up later and later and later. I was just so mentally drained. And now, given the fact of this COVID-19, we had started working remote. So I would get up at the very last minute and go straight to the computer to work. But since then, I'm like a whole new person. My cousin, she even told me that I seem more happy. And I am. I'm rejuvenated and just now full of life. Working for a horrible company was killing me emotionally and mentally. I didn't know I used to sigh every morning before getting up and after hitting my alarm between 3 to 4 times every morning until that was brought to my attention. Everything about that place was horrible. The policy, the metrics, the employees, more so of just the supervisors and the other higher-ups, and definitely the customers. Just horrible. Many things there did not make sense in regards to how we had to do certain things. And no, it's not that I was just stupid on how things were run. It was just not run correctly to me. I've been in the customer service field for about 10 years now. And prior to that job, I have never lost my patience with a customer. Working in retail before, let me tell you, I've been yelled at and cursed at over some counters that were ordered that had nothing to do with me. And even then, I held my composure. I was calm. It didn't faze me. I swear the lady almost spat on me by accident. She was that angry over her countertops. So that brings me to the saying, maybe, the saying of the older you get, the less patience you have. And I will say that definitely applied to my last job. And also, the fact that I didn't like it there and just that it was a horrible place just made it worse. I worked for a bank that I will not name, and I cannot fathom the life of me how you can be the age that you are, make all this money, but be so stupid. Common sense is not common. That saying was definitely true for a lot of those customers there. To be rude and wrong was just mind-boggling to me. Let me tell you, I had one man call in. He was very upset about being declined for a credit card, but he had informed me that his credit, he had froze his credit, and that he was very upset to have over $50,000 in the bank, but cannot open a credit card. He was saying how he know he can get approved with his credit being frozen because he received notification of application of trying to open up a credit card. Sir, I get that you had fraud, but that's the whole point of freezing your credit, so you cannot get anything opened in your name while it's frozen, right? Then, before, I had a woman call me, and she was just yelling, like, at the top of her lungs, and she was asking me where is her unemployment, because they will always deposit the funds into her account on that day, but it wasn't there. Ma'am, I cannot see nothing that hasn't been processed or is processing, nor would we stop any funds coming into the account. You would have to reach out to the unemployment. I know it's very hard to get in contact with those people, but you have to reach out to them. But she was just so keen on asking me and telling me to put her money into her account when there was nothing there for me to move. Again, ma'am, I don't know where your money is. You would have to reach out to that department, not the bank. It was just crazy. It was many stories and calls worse than what I had before that. But I think I can honestly say, thank God that I'm no longer working there. I really was drained mentally and physically. And I've noticed a change in myself as well. But given this whole pandemic thing, I hope everyone is being safe. I hope that for those who have a job, you're happy with the job that you have. And given the fact that a lot of employers aren't really hiring as much right now, and those who are on unemployment, I hope that you also hopefully find work soon. I hope everyone just try to keep a positive mind frame, stay well, and thank you guys for listening. Everyone stay blessed. I'll talk to you all later.